now present George Edwards in Frankenstein. Baron Frankenstein had taken refuge on the ship Voyager, which was icebound somewhere near the North Pole. The Baron was weak and ill, and the captain and his officers did their best to restore him to health. Gradually, he told them his story, and he explained to the captain of the attempts he made to create a man.
Do you feel able to tell me any more of your story now, Baron Frankenstein?
Somewhere out in those white wastes, there is something which must be destroyed. The thought of it is driving me mad. If only I could regain my strength. If only I could continue my quest.
Please do not distress yourself. The surgeon tells me that you are making an excellent recovery. I want to hear about your great experiment.
Well, I told you how my fiancée, Elizabeth, and my friend Ernst Claval and myself waited in the laboratory during the violent thunderstorm, while up above us, exposed to the full fury of the storm, lay the lifeless body which I had made. For a full hour, we watched, and everyone seemed to be agitated. My servant Julio crouched in a corner, and ever and anon cast fearful glances up above. At last, the hour passed, and I motioned to Julio to move over towards the pulley. Ernst and Elizabeth followed me, and I said, "Come, Julio. The body has been there for a full hour now. It is time to lower it." My hands are trembling with excitement, for soon I shall know whether I have created a man.
Stop. I make one more appeal to you, Victor. Do not proceed with that experiment. When you bring that body down, I beg you to destroy it.
After experimenting on it for months and months? Oh, what you ask is too much.
I also add my pleas to those of Elizabeth.
Well, I must turn a deaf ear to your pleas. Help me with this pulley, Julio.
I will, my master, but I am afraid the devil stalks abroad tonight.
Ah, that is nonsense. I am a scientist. I am conducting an experiment. Now lower it gently.
The storm seems to have abated a little.
I seldom remember a worse storm. The thunder is still pealing. It is a fitting night for devil's work.
This is not devil's work, Ernst. It is an achievement in the field of science. Now, roll the body off the lift.
Come on.
Gently, Julio. Over here. Stand close, all of you.
What are you going to do?
I am going to unwrap the bandages. We'll start here.
Nothing will happen. Nothing can happen. Oh, I feel that I must pray. Please do not let this creature have life.
We should all pray. It is not too late to stay your hand, Victor.
Right. I feel sure that I am on the verge of success. I am removing the wrappings now.
Why?
Look! The storm is increasing again. It sounds almost as if the voice of the heavens is protesting.
Look, Captain Face. It is horrible.
I did not mean the face to be like that. I thought it would be beautiful. The skin is all drawn tight. It is awful. Oh, this is ghastly.
There is no sign of life.
Wait. I will remove the other bandages.
We have never seen such a hideous, bestial face. No creature like that could have life.
Elizabeth, what ails you?
Darn it. I swear, I saw them flutter. Look closer.
The eyelids did move.
No, no. We must be dreaming.
The eyes
are open. The horrible creature is looking at us.
No. It has closed its eyes again.
Julio, darken the room. The light is too strong.
My master, let me take this hammer. Let me destroy the creature.
You heard my orders. Lower the lights.
I will obey.
Look. It is raising one arm.
It has life. My experiment has succeeded. I have created life. I am the greatest man the world has ever known. No other man has had such power. Victor, this is too horrible. Destroy it now.
Destroy it now would be murder. Although this creature is terrible to look upon, it is a man. It has life. It has feelings just as you and I.
Can it speak?
Not yet. It must learn to speak. Just as we have to learn.
That awful noise.
What are you going to do, Victor?
I was prepared for the success of this experiment. So there is a room all in readiness for my creation. Unlock the door of that room, Giulio.
I am afraid that you destroy this creature.
Come, Giulio. You help me to create this man.
It is not a man. It is a monster.
It is moving. It is struggling into a sitting position. Have you unlocked the door of the room, Giulio?
I have, my master.
Then help me. We will move the creature into its abode. We will lock it in there. It will be your charge until tomorrow, Giulio. Remain here in the laboratory. Remain just outside the door. Do not enter the room yourself, and do not let anyone else enter.
I will obey.
Oh, this is my creation, a man which I made with my own hands.
The creature seems to be able to focus its eyes now. It is looking straight at me. Oh, it looks awful.
I shall train it myself. Come, take the other arm, Ernst. Let us help it to walk across the room.
No, I cannot touch it. There is much I would do for you, Victor, but I cannot touch that monster.
I feel that I am going mad.
There is no need to be afraid. The creature is helpless. It can barely walk. You help me, Julio. Take the other arm.
No, do not make me touch it.
Do as I say. Look, I have taken one arm. Now, help it off the bench. Take it across the room. Carefully. It can barely drag one leg after the other.
I have never seen anything so horrible.
I admit I am disappointed in the appearance of my creation. It seems that in gaining life, the skin has become stretched tight, and the features have coarsened. Still, the creature has life, and that's the main thing. Now we will place it in this room. Care, Giulio. Now, help me. Help me. Get it off the bed.
Its head is not big enough. The creature seems to have become taller and bigger.
That is the extraordinary thing. Probably caused by the electricity.
Leave it on the bed. Now come outside and lock the door. You take the key and keep it, Julio.
I am glad the door is locked. I feel safer now.
I feel a strange and almost overpowering sense of triumph. In my wildest dream, I had not hoped for success. And I...
Victor!
He has fainted. No. I feel strangely weak. Help me to get out of here. Let me go to my room.
Baron Frankenstein, your story seems extraordinary. What became of the dreadful monster which you created?
I felt weak and ill that night, and Elizabeth and Ernst helped me to my room. There, I fell into a deep and troubled slumber. I awakened in the morning to find both Ernst and Elizabeth standing by the side of my bed. As soon as I sought them... Ernst? Elizabeth, why, what are you doing here?
We were worried about you.
Oh, I remember now. My great experiment was a success. I must go to the laboratory at once.
Victor, I beg you to destroy that creature. Just as you gave it life, so you can take that life away. I know that you will never be happy while the creature lives, and I know that I can never be happy. For the sake of the love you bear me, for the sake of the happiness which we desire, I beg you to destroy the creature.
Elizabeth is right, Victor. Your experiment was not altogether a success. You hoped to make something beautiful, and the result has been a hideous monster, a monster which you cannot unleash upon the world, or it will be forever upon your conscience.
Perhaps you are right.
I know we are right. Please, Victor, if you love me, you will do what I ask.
Well, I will dress at once, and then I will go over to the laboratory and make arrangements to do away with the monster. You shall come with me.
I will not go.
I will go with you, Victor.
Good. Then if you wait for me downstairs, I will join you.
It seems that you regretted your somewhat rash experiment, Baron Frankenstein.
I did, Captain Wharton. And I feel happier when I had made up my mind to destroy my creation. I dressed hastily and went downstairs, where I found Ernst waiting for me. We walked across to the laboratory and entered the room, and then I called for Julio. Julio! Julio!
It is strange that he does not answer.
I ordered him not to leave here.
Look! The door of the room where you put the creature.
There is no door there.
It is wrenched off its hinges.
What could have happened?
Look, there in the corner.
What is it?
Let me see. Why, it is the broken body of Julio.
The broken body of Julio?
Yes, look for yourself.
Oh, this is horrible. Let me look in that room.
Is there anyone there?
Why, the room is empty. I am too late. The monster has escaped. And in so doing, he has murdered my servant. I have unleashed a horror upon the world.
I can speak no more of the matter at present, Captain Wharton. The memory of that horror is still too vivid. I beg of you, let me rest now.
I will let you rest, Baron Frankenstein.
I feel that I have not the right to sleep. I should not rest. But I must regain my strength.
Try and sleep now. I will send the ship's surgeon to you. And tomorrow I will come and speak with you again.